Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday morning. It is Wednesday, isn't it? Yes, Wednesday morning. Wednesday, June the 14th, 2023, almost halfway through the month. 14 minutes past the hour, 55 degrees and mostly sunny skies. Now, again, phone lines are open. If anybody has anything they would like to say, give us a buzz. I always enjoy talking to you on the toll-free line here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, here's the thing. We're going to do something here. Now get the kids out of bed. If you're listening in your office, get everybody in your office. Get everybody who's in your home right now next to your listening device. If you're on the bus or in the car, tell everybody to be quiet. Because we're about to have a we're about to have a moment of experiment here that's going to be unprecedented in the history of radio. Now, let's take the phone call here before we get into this. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm Gavin there, and I forgot to tell you the thing today. My oldest son, it's his birthday on Flag Day. And then my aunt, she was born in 1908, I think it was there, and my father's sister, her birthday is on Flag Day, and also former President Trump's birthday is today.
It is President Trump's birthday. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because we're about to have an historic moment here on this program.
Oh, okay. Hang up. Listen to the historic moment.
And when it's over, call back and let me know what you think.
Okay, sure, thanks.
Thanks. All right, well, okay, I'm glad yes, because today is the birthday of our former president, Donald J. Trump. I believe he turned 77 years old today. Now, here's what we're going to do. Now, let me just tell you right up front. There is no planning involved in this. So this is going to go one of two ways. It's either going to be a complete disaster, or it's going to be complete success. But I'm willing to take that risk here on live radio this morning for two reasons. Number one, it's President Trump's 77th birthday. And for number two, we want to sort this whole thing out. Now, everybody watched that little indictment yesterday. Now, when all that indictment was over, President Trump went up the road and stopped at a restaurant. A famous, I believe it's Cuban, restaurant in Miami. Now, I'm sure I will screw this up, but the name of the place is Versailles. Versailles. I believe that's called Versailles. And President Trump went in there. And I watched this very keenly because I'm a news reporter. No fooling around. I'm a news reporter. And I watched him go in there. And I think he talked to the owner and some other people. And then he said, food's on me. Food's on me. So what we need to know is did President Trump pay for the food? And we need to know how that all went yesterday. What was that like down there at this famous Cuban restaurant in Miami called Versailles? Versailles. So, here's what we're going to do. Now, again, this could be complete disaster, or it could be complete success. We're going to call them live on the air. I have their phone number here. So we're calling Miami, Florida right now. Do you understand what's happening here? We're calling Miami, Florida live, the restaurant that President Trump stopped by yesterday. And today, his 77th birthday, we're going to see what the heck went on there yesterday. Let's get the phone here. Now, again, this could be horrible disaster. They might not want to hear from us at all.
All right, let's give this a shot.
Oh, man, it's ringing. The tension mounts now. Remember, disaster or success. Yes, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. This is Scott Spears with WGH Radio. I'm up here in Ohio. Is this the restaurant that President Trump stopped at? Yes. Hello. Well, we're leaning toward complete disaster. I don't think that lady understood a word I said. Do you? Oh, no. Oh, man, we're already in trouble here. Okay, let's give this another try. Now, do you? Okay. Does anybody know? What was that? Was that Spanish?
Okay, let's try this again. Oh, my Lord. Maybe they're busy. It's breakfast time.
Maybe I should dial the number correctly. Oh, we're already getting into trouble here. Okay. Well, now I can't work the phone, so we're really into trouble. Okay.
Here we go. Calling Florida right now.
Yes. Does anybody speak English there?
Is that gonna happen?
Yeah. Yes. Could I speak with the manager?
The manager is on the meeting. You can call you later.
Is there anybody I could talk to who was there yesterday?
Okay. You want
the? Well, no. Is this the place that President Trump stopped by yesterday?
You want the phone number for the office?
Is the office open?
Yes, what's
the number? Sure, what's the number for the office?
Okay, 305.
Okay.
446-4914.
Now, were you there? Were you there yesterday when President Trump came by?
No, Mr. Bye.
Okay, well, see, that lady right there, She's not a very talkative soul here this morning. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's try the office.
I told you this could be a complete disaster. We're getting there. This is as confusing as the whole arraignment yesterday. All right.
Yes, this is Scott Spears with WGH Radio here in Ohio. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Good. I called over to the restaurant. I just wanted to speak with somebody who was there yesterday when President Trump stopped by, just to get their thoughts on how it went.
Okay. At this moment, there is nobody available. It's 9:20 here in Miami. So if you can please send an email with that information so they can respond.
Oh, sure. What would be the email?
Okay, let me spell it for you. It's BALT, it's B as in Victor, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, S as in Sam, at BALT, one more time.
All right.
Group. GROUP, INC.com.
All right. Were you there yesterday when that happened?
I left at by 6 o'clock. I was working.
Oh, you were?
So I didn't. Yeah, they were gone when I left.
They were gone. Yeah, it was a big commotion there yesterday. Did you know that?
Yeah, I just saw the news. I didn't see it even yesterday night. I just saw it this morning.
Yeah, it was something.
Well, hey, that's great. Is it a busy place over there? I've never been down there.
Oh, okay. You need to come. Send all the information. What is it exactly what you need? So they can respond immediately, okay?
I will do that. Thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, all right. So now we got an email. And we're going to try to figure out what's going on. But apparently this place is busy. It's happening down there in Florida. And as you can see, this segment did not go as well as we had planned. We hoped to speak to somebody, had hoped to speak to somebody who was there yesterday when President Trump was there. But apparently everybody's went home or something of that. I don't know. They're all worn out yesterday. All the excitement from yesterday just wore them out. Now, our phone lines here again are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, that did not do us a lick of good. Versalles, whatever it is down there. But, you know, honest to goodness, was nobody there when the president, former president, stopped by? All we want to know, did he pay the bill? And what kind of commotion did that create there yesterday? I'm sure it was a regular whoop-de-doo there yesterday down in Florida. Anyway, our phone lines are open. How do you feel that went? See, I think that might have been a little shaky. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, that poor woman who answered the phone the first time, she hung up on us. She could have cared less that we were calling down there to get some information. That woman, the first time, she didn't care. She didn't care who we were. She didn't care why we were calling. No dice. You know, it's also interesting, by the way, a little news and notes here, that Pat Sajak is retiring after 41 years as host of Wheel of Fortune. You know, maybe that's the job I need to go out and get. The Wheel of Fortune job. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I thought you'd done a good job. At least you've done better than Geraldo.
I did. I made it a little further than Geraldo, but I'll tell you, the lady, the first lady, she just did not want to talk.
Well, you know, maybe she wasn't familiar on what really that radio station called. If she was going to be on the air or something, it'd probably be a kind of surprise to say, ooh, I don't know whether I ought to talk or whether I can understand her vision of or point of not putting out very much information, but I didn't know that was, how far would that be from Trump's home there, that restaurant? Where is and I can't pronounce it, Mar-a-Lago or whatever. I haven't heard it enough to get the pronunciation of his residence down there in Florida.
You know, that's interesting. Let me look that up here. Mar-a-Lago to this this little, apparently famous.
I didn't think that was sort of Miami, this place. In Miami, I thought it maybe was okay. Go ahead, look that up.
Yeah, I think it's about an hour. I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, but
then I thought too. Was he really there at this restaurant and stuff? He had all the security coming out of there, and then getting down there. Looks like they would be more tightly security. I see that. There's all of that transactions that took place yesterday. I just can't imagine how it took place on government money and stuff like that. If they just go in there, and I there's a lot of questions. I know you'll say, "Well, don't worry about that, Ted. We're talking about the trial right now." But I understand the other part too, that I'm interested in too.
Well, that's what I wanted to know, because I heard him when he was in there say, "It's on me. This food is on me." So I just wondered if he paid the bill. I wonder what the bill was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I imagine the look. I saw it in there and stuff. So, heck, I remember I had a job, and I got this job, and I got my first paycheck. And I took everybody, I think there was 15 of us, took them up to New Regal, and I said, "I'm paying." And they said, "Oh, you're not paying for all." I said, "I'm paying." And it come to $109, and they said, "Oh, Ted, let me help." I said, "No, that's my first
paycheck. And so I'm a big shot, too. I paid for everybody, a big, you know, like 15 people. Come on, Scott.
Well, you know, I was shocked about the whole thing because the lady at the office there, she said, well, I watched it on television. Now, I would think she would have been there. She would have been given a heads up that this was going to happen.
Oh, yeah, that would probably be, you know, unless it was kept so secret that it was just spontaneous and nobody knew it was going to be there or anything would happen, that a former president would be coming in there. You know, he's under our security, the former presidents are under there. And they just don't walk into some restaurant and say, hey, I'm buying, you know, here I am. So I don't know if it was a put-up thing or what happened, you know, how things go.
Well, I'll tell you, they didn't seem very friendly down there. I hate to say that. How does that woman know I didn't want a to-go order? I didn't want a DoorDash.
Well, you know what? I thought they'd done something. You're saying your call letters here from Marion or from Ohio here, I think you just said Ohio, you didn't say Marion, and maybe you could have put, hey, this is President Harding's hometown, I want to talk to somebody really good, you know. You didn't push the issue too heavy and put President Harding's name in there also.
I should have done that, but I felt the way that I wasn't even sure that the first lady understood what I said the first time.
Yeah, I'll go along with that, sure. So I thought she'd done. I thought maybe that she could just hung up and thought it was a prank, you know, and just would have clicked you. But at least she mentioned some few words, and the other lady put you to the email. So how'd the email go? How do you have to do that to get anything on that?
Well, I'll have to send them an email, and in the email, I'm going to have to explain to them how discourteous the first lady was. God bless her heart. I don't know her name. But I thought the first lady was a little short.
Maybe I'd have to listen to get that. But if you can't, you know, we can't understand some of the language they talk kind of fast. That don't reflect on, you know, their attitude. I don't think maybe that's just, I don't know. This is my opinion that sometimes I don't even understand myself. Hey, you get back to your show there. Scott, we'll see what goes on later on. Okay.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Phone lines open, 740-751-4038. Well, it's true. That lady had no interest. But, you know, I have to give this to them. It was probably a busy day yesterday. You know, you had the former president stopping by, 77 years old today. Happy birthday to President Trump. There you go. And they were probably overwhelmed. And they just could not take another phone call this morning. They've probably been overwhelmed by the media. I'll let that slide. I'll let that whole little issue slide there with the people at Versailles down in Miami there. All right, again, phone lines are open. 31 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I'll tell you, every time we do something like that, you know, a live, unplanned call, it's always a disaster. 99% of the time, it's a disaster. Just disaster. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey!
I'm sick and tired of Trump, the whole thing, and the money they spend. We've got people starved to death, kids that don't know scrap in school, teachers not getting paid, and we spend how many millions of dollars to transport someone that's apparently guilty?
Yeah, well, and down to this little restaurant where they're not so nice.
Well, that's probably not their first rodeo for that. But no, I had a personal incident a week ago that it'll take a little while to tell you about it, so maybe I'll call back later. I got scammed.
Oh, no, go right. We've got time here. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, it came on my computer. My computer was all the stuff all over it, but then it said, call supervisor such and such a number to help you clear your computer. So I go, And the lady, she, that I talked to, yes, she's going to help me. And then she proceeds to say that she's with Chase. Well, Chase is my bank. And like the guy at Chase said, what's their chances of getting somebody that deals with Chase? About 80%. So they say that she's with the bank. So I had been scammed, a group that's supposedly with abused children. Okay, there's another place to pull your heartstrings. So she needed me, and my way of thinking at that time, she needed me to go and get two $500 gift cards. That should have been my next clue. And I needed to go get those cards, which I did. Stupid. Well, I went to Kroger's, and Kroger's would only sell me one. Thank God. So she says, well, is there another Kroger's close by? Now, she was on my cell phone all the time. And I says, well, there's another about 20 minutes away, which it wasn't 20, but she says, well, go check with them. Well, that should have been my next clue. If one Kroger's wouldn't do it, the other Kroger's wasn't going to do it. So I go, and I get back in the car. And of course, she's still on the phone. And she says, I don't know. It's hot. I'm tired. I don't feel good. So she says, well, okay. She says, we'll go back to your house, and I'll stay on the line with you, okay, thinking she was from Chase all this time. So I get home, and she told me to do something else. I says, I'm not doing anything else. And she said, well, you go in and get you something cold to drink and rest, and then we'll continue. So I came in the house and rested. Well, then I checked back, and, when I got in the car, the second Kroger's, she said, well, now you should have got a gift card in an envelope. I says, well, I didn't get an envelope. I never bought gift cards. And she says, no, it should have been in an envelope. Well, then she talked me through, and you pull off this little strip, and the card was in there. Now she says, I need you to read that number that starts with P or whatever. So I did, but this time I was about had it. Well, that there's when she got that information. But we came on back home and whatever, and she hung up and I hung up. And so the more I thought about it, I said, that's just bull. Now, I'm not really stupid. I don't have a lot of money. But anyway, so the next day I went into the bank at Chase, and I talked to Don. And so he called and checked. Well, yes, it had been validated. It was gone. So there's 500. But thank God Kroger's was only on to sell me one $500 gift card. Otherwise, I would have been out $1,000. So went through all of this, talked to the guy at Chase. He got a number from Apple. And he called Apple, and they gave him another number. And the lady says, well, I'll call her back this afternoon. And I thought, oh, yeah, I bet. And she did, and from there on it proceeded. Many calls, you never got the same one. Everyone you talked to, you had to start all over, give all your information. This is at Apple. So finally, I must have been at least two nights later, I got a hold of this guy. Got a hold of him, because you'd lose them, and then you'd have to start all over. You'd have to give everybody all your information. I had to call the police department and report it. Then I had to have a case number from the police department. Then I had to have these other whatever, and I kept all that. I finally got a hold of this guy. He says, don't you dare hang up. Well, I don't have a smartphone, so I had to walk across the street to the neighbors, and we'd already sent our pictures of the Kroger's receipt and of all this other stuff. We sent somebody, let's say. So I walked over to the neighbor lady, so then she talked to him, and supposedly, now it's going to be a red letter day, they said 4 to 6 weeks I would get a check at my house for the $500.
Oh, good.
Well, we'll wait and see.
You know, I'll tell you, it's very interesting you bring that up, because I've seen that not that particular scam, but they always want gift cards. And I don't know that any bank would ever ask for a gift card for anything. I've never ran into a situation where they've done that. And I know at Kroger that if we catch it, a lot of times if somebody comes in and buys a large amount of gift cards like that, we will ask them, where are you? Who are you buying this for, or why are you?
I think the kid here on Delaware Avenue asked me for graduation gift, because that's what the lady told me to tell them.
Right.
You know, they would question. So anyway, I'm waiting, and so I told the girl across the road that had talked to him and sent the information and so forth and so on. I says, now, Connie, if I get that check back, we're going to get an ice cream cone.
There you go. There you go. Well, people have to be of all ages. It's not just seniors or young people or middle-aged. People of all ages.
Mind you, it wasn't the phone, because whenever I see the odd numbers on the phone, I just don't age.
Right.
But this was on my computer, and my computer was locked up. And then they gave me this number to call a supervisor to help me clear my computer. So that's the way. Then I took it over to Eric at GT, and it cost me $112 to get my computer unlocked.
Oh, what a mess.
So let me tell you, it's not just over the phone. You know, and I'm not stupid. And every time, every word, when they talk gift card, it's a no-no. When they talk whatever, you know, giving them the numbers and all this, just hang up. Because there's, well, one time I had a guy call me, and he said that my grandson, Michael, was in jail, and he needed X amount of money. And I says, tell him to call his mom and dad. They needless to say, they hung up. But, yeah, if it was just on the phone, because that number pops up on my TV screen, so I don't even answer those. But this was on my computer. My computer was locked. They gave me a number to call so the supervisor could help me clear my computer. And she was from Chase, but she wasn't really from Chase.
Well, it just sounds like a horrible ordeal. And yeah, I think the lesson is just anything to do with gift cards or giving any information over the telephone is not a good idea. You know, I would just say anytime something like that happens, lose that person. Yeah, and hang up, and then try to call. If you really believe it's a true thing, try to call yourself and see if you get somebody who advises you to do the same thing.
Well, I tell you, and like I said, if it was on the phone, I would have ignored him, you know, just hung up. But when it was on my computer, and my computer was locked up, and you're supposed to call the supervisor to have him help you clear it. Now, would you have said, okay, there must have been a niche in the night? Well, there was a niche in the night, all right. So thank God Kroger's would only sell me one, and so I'm only out $500. And like I told the guy at the bank, I says, that's pretty cheap education. Because there's no point in being upset about it. It's gone.
Yeah, at this point, what can you do? But hopefully they can recover something.
Well, we'll see. And like I said, I told Connie I'd take her upside if I got it back. But it happens, and you're there before you thought. And when she said she was from Chase, and like the guy at Chase said, you have an 80% chance person you're talking to banks with Chase someplace.
Right. Right. Yeah, well, my goodness. It's these scammers know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
Well, and I thought, because they would give me her, she had given me her employee number. She had given me the number at, but every time you call back that number, you'd get somebody else. So it all seemed, you know, well, I can call her back and I could get someone. So, well, you know, I wasn't their first idiot. So I just wanted to share that with your people. Don't think they're all just on the phone.
That's true. Well, I hope it turns out. Let us know how it turns out, and thanks for sharing that.
welcome. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Yeah, you got to be on the eye. You got to be on the ear. You got to be on everything, on the lookout for these scammers, because they, my goodness, it's a mess lately. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott. In today's paper, they said do not send checks through the mail. Can you imagine that?
Well, I think...
Go inside the post office, because the ones that are outside, well, imagine even the post office, those ones, the metal ones that are outside everywhere, they, people get keys. I don't know how they do, and I don't know if it's the same key for all the locks. It shows the difference. They could unlock that, and then they take all the mail and stuff. It showed a long time ago they were doing that. And then they can take your check somehow. If you write it for $100 or whatever, somehow they wash those. I don't know how. And then they redo them. They put like $1,000 or $10,000. And because I get calls, I got one yesterday, and she said my last name. And I said, yes, usually I see it. But it's 740. That's Marion's area code. And she said, tell me your first name. And I said, well, no, I won't tell you my first name. She said, your date of birth. I said, no. I said, you've got my last name. You should have it. And I said, where are you calling from? I said, what country are you calling from? She said, Washington, D.C. Well, you wouldn't have a 740 area code. And then I kept telling her, no, I don't do anything over the phone. And then Juan told me, he says, well, you have diabetes. And I said, no, I don't. And I said, why would you say that? Only my doctor knows what, you know, my medical stuff. And I've got braces for so many years that they were, you know, a back, just all kind of braces. And I said, I don't need a brace and stuff. So when I see now, if it's the state, but right now they will use the Marion area code. And like my number starts with 341, they'll use 340, and they're not even in Marion. So I told him, I said, I don't buy anything over the phone. I don't do anything over the phone. And if you have $1 million, you take it. I said, I don't do anything, period.
It's very...
They also have your, see, it's not just Social Security, your Medicare card. They can read me my whole number. First, they were reading the last, like, four numbers or whatever, and I couldn't get what they were doing. And then finally, I asked, and he says, well, I thought your numbers. I said, no, you can't. Nobody, you know, can have that. And he says, yes, I do. And they all have it. I don't know if they're hacking or if an employee or somebody is selling them names, you know, like a cable. If somebody didn't want their name sold or anything done, we had to put a privacy one and stuff. And then none of your information would get it out. And I don't know how they, you know, how they can get that, because... Because somebody said, well, the phones will just keep ringing. Then when one picks up, you know, I guess they can call a bunch of numbers at one time and things. But no, it should be simple. The phone company should put, like, you know, restricted. My daughter, I can't call her back. I have to, put her number in, because it'll say restricted. Why they can't ask everybody, you know, do you want to get these calls? And they can put a one by your name and it won't go through or something. They can go to the moon and all this stuff. They could do something with this. Because people get, I watched one channel, like she was telling, and these computer guys, they had him to go to the bank and he had to get so many cards, and then he's on his computer and he makes a noise like he's driving to the bank, you know, to do this, and he's laughing and stuff, and then they get in there and they wipe all the scammers out, and man, the scammers get mad because they've, you know, wiped their information. I don't know if they don't get paid or what, but well, this one guy, he's really good. He pretends he's, you know, you think if you were on the phone, he really is going to the bank, and he's just sitting there at his desk. But no, I don't do anything over the phone. I said, this phone's for my use. It's not yours. I've been on the Do Not Call List 2008. It doesn't do any good. And I said, if I want anything, I've got a phone, the phone book, I can get it. So,
and anytime...
But a lot of those older people, some of them, she got by easy. Some of them will want them to buy 5, 10 cards at $200 or something, and they go do it.
Well, and, you know, and these, any time they ask for gift cards, because no business is going to ask for a gift card, don't do it. And also, don't ever give any information over the telephone.
No, I don't either. Yeah. Because last year or so, I did. I gave my name, and I thought, well, I'm not doing that anymore. And then one of them said, well, your address, you know, like out on Lynn Hipshire. And I said, well, good. Because they want to send you stuff, you know, like braces and send it there. I said, good luck. Because nobody's been there like 14 years. Good luck to you. Send it. And stuff, though. And I don't know who pays for the stuff. It can't be free. And I get that U.S. Medicare a lot, so I called Medicare and complained. And I said, I got tired of writing these numbers down and sending them and stuff. And but the government, they could do something, surely, to put a stop to that. I hate it when people get taken for thousands of dollars and their bank account, you know, gets wiped out. They can do something. I thought when Biden got first in, he was going to do something about that, but I didn't see where it went anywhere. But it should be simple. The phone company sends everybody a card, and then you mark on there if you want to get these. I think they said the police can call you, and I think one charity or something. Other than that, nobody's supposed to call you. Only a couple things.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
But I look at the phone, because sometimes a year or two ago, they were running me like 20 times to the phone. And stuff. And I said, well, I could understand the ones from, India. And that this girl yesterday, I said, are you from the Philippines? Well, that's a Marion Star, and you can't understand them. And I said, I can't understand you at all. I said, that second word you're saying, you repeat. I said, I'm part of this. But if it has 740 and it looks like Marion, you know, and it doesn't say, I pick it up. And stuff. But yeah, I feel for it because, you know, a lot of these people, they were, and then, like, if you go to Walmart and you're starting to get a bunch of these cards, they'll tell the person, don't do it. It's a scam.
Yeah, anything involving gift cards, I don't know any legitimate business that deals in gift cards.
Yeah, they're having to go to the depot, that Home Depot, and you know, different places and stuff and get them. But, yeah, I mean, you watch this, and then packages get sent. Where somehow they do money. And these two guys, I've watched them, and they'll go to the house, and usually it'll be like a foreign person, you know what I mean? They're from another country. And they get the package, and then that package they send to the, do they call these people mules or something, or what, or laundering money or something? Somebody will send you a package, and in the package, I guess, is money, and then you send it on. Just another scam and stuff. So,
well,
you know,
also,
nobody
from a legitimate business is going to tell you to lie. Like when they say,
no, an IRS doesn't call, nobody calls you. And if you happen to answer stuff, just say, you've got my name, you've got my number, probably just send me the information.
Well, if they say,
want anything to do with them because it's a racket.
Well, if they say, tell the people at the checkout line that you're buying this for graduation, that's, you know, that's not good.
I didn't hear that part. But yeah, like Walmart, a lot of them, they send them there, and they've caught on, and when they start buying, probably one, you wouldn't think too much of it, but when they start buying, like, 10 or, you know, a bunch of them, then Walmart usually will tell them, you know, don't do that, it's a scam.
Yeah, I hope she gets her money back because it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing.
Well, one lady, I don't know how they got into her bank, but one of them lost, I don't know what she did. I can't remember. There's so many. She lost, I think it was $300,000. They wiped her out.
Yeah, thank good this is only $500, but hopefully she can get the $500 back.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, because I don't answer anymore, but if I think it's maybe a Marion number or something, you know, and a lot of times I won't even answer those anymore. I just look at it, and it's nothing I recognize, so don't answer.
So what did you make of the call down to the Cuban restaurant this morning in Florida,
Miami?
Well,
I would say they probably got an awful lot of calls, and the employees were probably told not to do anything. Because can you imagine if they're really busy, the place looked like it was busy, and a bunch of people calling and stuff, they, you know, wouldn't get work done. I could see where she wouldn't talk, you know, maybe later or something, but
yeah, hopefully we'll work something out as time goes on. But, you know, she just, you know, and I'm sure she's a hardworking lady. She just seemed a little cranky on the phone.
Well, maybe she's been there a few hours. Sometimes when you go in rest, I mean, just like in a hospital, you have to put up with the people, the patient stuff. You would get a little cranky.
She might have been. She might have been cooking eggs and bacon back there this morning, and she just had enough.
Yeah, well, I imagine when he was there and stuff, they were getting a lot of calls and probably, you know, just a bunch of stuff where they probably take, I don't know if they take orders or reservations and they don't want people, you know, calling because they missed that maybe.
Well, it was so full in there yesterday when he said, I'm going to pay the bill. I just wanted to know how much the bill was, and did he pay it? That's a big bill.
Probably did.
Yeah, that's all I want to know.
I see, you know, what something on TV and they'll say, I paid the bill, you know, and stuff. And if he doesn't pay it, I guess they know who he is. They could send the bill to him.
They could send the bill. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Goodbye.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 54 minutes past the hour. Boy, it's good to be talking to everybody again. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have a story on possibly being scammed? You know, hearing these stories are very important because it helps other people. My advice in this, from what I have seen over the years, is just don't ever do anything with a gift card and don't ever deal with somebody who's telling you to lie to a cashier or a family member or anybody, because I don't think that'll end very well. All right, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning out there, Scott.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure people know that senior citizens, and doesn't mean you have to be a multimillionaire, you have some property, and these scammers will often just send property records, and they are, in this part, a large number of my service calls are exactly what our listener experienced. If you get a pop-up on your computer and it says it's infected with a virus, call this number. Instead, call me, or if you don't like me, call a different computer tech. I give heavy discounts to our listeners, and most time I won't even charge. If you call and tell me what you saw, if you have a smartphone, I might ask, like, send me a photograph of what's on your screen. And the chance that that's legitimate is about the same chance that I'm going to be named the new starting quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. So let's put it that way. If Chase or another bank wants to contact you, they'll find a way. They'll be legitimate. And they will not mind you questioning if it really is Chase, because they've heard of this. And what you do at Kroger is good. I think the $500 is, if I'm not mistaken, for a debit card. That's the most you're liable for if there's fraud or some issue of that type. So that's why they pick it at that amount. And there is caller ID. There's fake caller ID, fraudulent caller ID. I get calls that show my number the first three digits after the area code, and that makes it look like it's your neighbor, but I guarantee you they're not calling from anywhere in this particular area. So if listeners aren't sure, don't be embarrassed. It's much more embarrassing losing money or having some other issue. Call me, again, if it's just a few minutes to ask if it's legitimate. I'm unlikely even to charge you, but even if I do charge, it's much less than the amount someone can get scanned over. And if you're, again, if it is the bank, call them just to make sure. It's an epidemic right now, and it's a shame. But, you know, the Internet gives you many things. You know, license to be nosy. License to just find that information in split second instead of going to the library and reading the Encyclopedia Britannica or going through newspapers. And these companies operate, and obviously not anywhere near here. Laws are different than a different country. They change IP addresses. They change phone numbers. They just disappear into thin air. And they know that if 1 out of 100 people will fall for their scam, they're coming out ahead. So please, folks, if it smells like a rat, it probably is. Again, look at my analogy earlier. You see a pop-up on the computer. And if it's from your antivirus software, it'll be obvious. But even so, check to be sure, because just use your instinct. And yeah, call me. And if you don't like me, call a different computer tech. That's a lot less expensive and less embarrassing than what could happen. And I do feel for our listener, because I just hate it when that happens.
Well, that's very admirable.
Vigilant at Kroger, Scott, about the gift cards. And, you know, if you smell a rat, well, you're probably right.
Well, that's very admirable of you, Adam. I appreciate that and letting people know that you're out there to help. And we've got about a minute and a half here. What'd you make to the call down to Florida? I think the lady was a little uptight.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the language issue. Just wanted to mention the pronunciation. It's Versailles is a French word, and it's Spanish origin. You've probably heard of Versailles. Kentucky is pronounced Versailles, even though it kind of looks like Versailles. But that happens sometimes with cities and the states, which I find fascinating. I would guess it's probably Versailles, but I'm not even quite sure because that's more French. So
and it's a Cuban place.
That's another point. Point of interest. Could be Versailles. I mean, who knows? I've been wrong before. So that's one thing I would ask when you talk to the manager, exactly how would one pronounce it? Are there regional differences? And I'd love to find out exactly what happened when Donald was there.
Well, hopefully, maybe tomorrow we'll have somebody on. I'll drop him an email.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past you, Scott. I mean, I asked to have what I call Sucky Baby or King Charles on. This is pretty close. I mean, you're kind of like a 1 or 2 degree separation from Donald J. Trump himself. That would certainly be one of the most interesting and probably humorous bits you've had on your show, and I wouldn't put it past you.
All right. Hey, thanks, Adam.
Okay, have a nice day.
All right, we're down to 20 seconds. Well, what a great conversation we had today. And come back tomorrow because I think it's going to be you and me on the toll-free again tomorrow, and we'll have a lot of fun. And I appreciate days like this where we can help inform other people against scams going on. Never feel bad. These scammers are very sharp, and you got to be on the lookout. All right, for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP FM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson.
Over the course of this program, we have had a lot of great guests on. We've had you, Downs. We have had David Hartman. We have had Marvin Kalb and Secretary.